Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back. He's standing by, getting ready to break down Lions and the Ravens, an unbelievable finish. You know, Merrill, I know in your playing days through high school, college, and in the NFL with the Steelers and the Bears, a tough loss like that, man, that, as Jared Goff said yesterday, a gut punch like he's never experienced before.
Yeah, and then now it's about how you respond to that gut punch, to be honest with you. You know, you can let that haunt you and hurt you and that become your focus, or you can be resilient about it. You can get some anger about you and go back and look at what are the things that led up to that you controlled. Because, you know, there's actually quite a few things. You know, the one thing I think you got to look at, and I watch them. I don't have a personal investment for the Lions, even though my best friend since junior high, his family are Detroit Lion fans. So I've heard all of the misery for decades. So I truly kind of appreciate, you know, what the fans have been through. But, man, I'll tell you what, this team is close to being really good. You know, if you just go to the, you know, to which I know everybody wants to talk about, you know, that 4th-and-19 play. You know, now I don't want to say whose fault it was, because it really kind of is difficult to tell. It appeared that they were playing some a matchup man, because the two receivers, we'll go from the offensive side going out. The two receivers on the left, you know, guy in the slot ran a crosser deeper than the guy who ends up catching the ball. So we'll get to that in a second. So watching the two defenders there, they're probably about 10, 15 yards deep, and they matched up to a man once they got to their level, because they had to go, you know, some 20 yards to get this first down. And they followed them the entire way. They matched up with them. There was two guys in the middle of the field, I think they're both defensive backs, that were sitting there like almost what I thought they were more like spies because of Lamar. And that's why I thought they would have sat there. So that leaves Bobby Price on the other side. Well, he's at the same depth. He matches up with his guy who ends up catching it, which ends up being Watkins, who ends up catching it. And he follows him to about the hash and then lets him go. Now, Will Harris is on that side, but he looked like he was, you know, in a position to spy for Lamar, which is, you know, you got to have some, that has to be part of this evaluation, because Lamar is dangerous from that perspective. You know, was he supposed to pick him up? See, like, I don't know those details, so I don't want to say it's one guy or the other. It's just, if you looked at it as a whole, how they played one side versus how they played the other side, it appears that, you know, for some reason, Bobby Price let his guy go. Because it did not appear that, you know, Will Harris was looking for him. You know, he is more fixated on Lamar Jackson. So what I'm getting at, okay, those are mental errors. Correctable, fixable. I mean, were they damaging at a critical time? Yes. But now going forward for future growth, those things have to get better for the Lions to get better. Because what did they do that was incredibly well? One of the best defensive game plans I had seen, an executing plan, is how they defended the Ravens run, which ultimately you have to do. If you can't take their power O on, if you can't take Lamar on, and you can't handle that, and you don't tackle well, win at the point of attack, and make Lamar Jackson run laterally, you're done. You're done. Well, they did that. You know, they absolutely did that. You know, and they forced Lamar Jackson into spots where he's not Lamar Jackson can make throws. He's just not a pure passer. He doesn't throw with anticipation, read the coverages, and throw it in voids. That's not what he does. You put him in that position, he's going to be in trouble. Can he make some throws? Absolutely. He makes some really good throws. When he knows what the read is, he's got one guy to look at, and he's going to make that throw. As a whole, they did a great job. They made that mental error. Then you go to their offensive side. Their commitment to the run and the way they are getting better at it is always going to keep them in games. Something I noticed in this game that was that's going to haunt them if they don't clean it up. You know, the Ravens ran some impressive pressures, and they got free. And I got to believe a bunch of these pressures were on the quarterback. You know, they didn't have a hot answer for it. Now, one of them, Swift, I don't know if he was supposed to work back across the formation, but you can't trust that, because based on the side he was on, he would have a blitz picked up. If they chose to have him swing back across and pick up the slot guy, he didn't do that. Okay, so it's either on the quarterback, because I couldn't tell based on the wide receivers. They didn't run a hot, and they saw the guy come. The quarterback didn't treat this hot, so it could have been the back missed it coming across. But anyway, they had some pressures they messed up that can't be cleaned up. And that's going to happen each and every week until they show they can handle it. But their ability to run the football, what they're doing in the passing game, all the good things they did in this game, man, there's more good than bad. I understand the one bad cost you. I'm telling you, I look at this team, and I'm like, there's a lot of really I just watched the Steelers. Okay, they have less issues than the Steelers. Okay, the Steelers have a lot of mounting issues that keep happening every week. Detroit doesn't have that. Do they have a couple that reared their ugly head at the wrong time? Absolutely. But when you look at the core footers of what's being built there, I'd be excited. I'd be excited if I was a Lion fan, and it's hard to see that because you lost. But I see it on tape. I see it on tape. You're closer. You're closer than you think you are.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, former co-host on the NFL matchup on ESPN. He joins us every week on the huge show across Michigan, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So I agree with you. I said this earlier. They're not your typical 0-3 team. They're not as bad. Nowhere near the neighborhood the Jets are living in, maybe even the Giants are living in. So the question I had earlier in the broadcast to start this show in my opening huge opinion, Merrill, why the inconsistencies with this team from they can give you a great quarter and a half when down big against San Francisco, a great first half on the road at Lambeau against Rodgers and the Packers, and then give you a solid, if not very good, second half against the Ravens. So how do they put four quarters of football together?
Well, everything I just mentioned, you clean up all of those mental errors and the things that you have made mistakes on. Because here's what happened in the NFL. Once they see that, they saw some pressures Detroit didn't handle very well. They didn't have an answer for it, or somebody didn't do the right job. You know, the back doesn't come across, the quarterback didn't handle it. You're not going to see the same thing, but you're going to see a version of it. And you're going to keep seeing it until they handle it. So that's what you have to do. You have to answer the things that you're not very good at right now, because you're going to see it this week. You're going to see it this week. I can't tell you exactly when or how, but you're going to see a version of it. That's what the NFL does. I mean, they're vultures, man. As soon as they see blood and water, they're coming after you. Wolves. They're like, okay, they got a weakness. They don't handle this. We're coming after them at critical moments. So that's what you have to do. That's why, you know, as hard as it is, you have to regroup from that perspective. You know, that's why leadership is real critical. That's, you know, that's why I'm grateful for I played for Chuck Noll and Bill Cowher. You know, and I was around great leadership. And great leadership matters really in these moments. You know, when you can, you know, your team is feeling, you know, kicked around. They got their tail between their legs. You know, you got to walk in that room and it's just you and the 53 guys and staff and the group that's in there, and just like, I believe in you, okay? And you create an environment where they show them, hey, this is incredible stuff we did, okay? Here's where we got to get better. You know, map it out for them. You don't go on around, you know, beating them down for it. There's accountability in everything, but beating them down is not going to help. You know, there's a way to be constructive and show accountability and what you're responsible for. And this has to change. Got to get better here. Got to do this right. But man, this is all that stuff you did great. Keep doing this. Let's get better here. And we'll start winning those games that are close like that. You know, it's a big hole to dig out of. I'm not saying, but it can't be done, you know, and the leadership will start with leadership. And then you're going to find out actually who you're going to build your franchise with. Quite honestly, this is how you do it. You find out the people who quit, you know, jump in that quitter toxic locker room or a successful locker room. You'll find that out. You'll find out in the next few weeks, the kind of people you want to build your franchise around. And if you're smart, you get rid of the guys that don't do it and keep the ones that do and find other guys that will add to that. So as bad as it was, I see a lot of optimism for Detroit. I see a lot of good things, more good than bad.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, former co-host on the ESPN NFL matchup show. He'll join us every week during the 5 o'clock hour, the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour, exclusively here on the huge show across Michigan. Merrill, thank you so much for the breakdown on the Lions and the Ravens, and we'll talk about the Lions and the Bears on Friday.
You got a big dog. Take care, brother.
All right, Merrill Hodge.